Whoa, hang on one second. All right. Hello, so sorry. This is insanity with the way it takes so much to get into Zoom calls these days.
I know, and it's even worse going through Eventbrite. I mean, there's this good system with Eventbrite, but some people can't quite manage it. So, but there we go. We've got technology. We're lucky to have it.
I know we are. We are. But I mean, it keeps telling me, please wait for the host to start the meeting.
Yeah. So it tells you that as well.
Right. So I have to go over and try to log in. And this time it said at the bottom, it said, if you are the host, please log in. So I click the login and then it has a screen and I put my email, but then I go to look up my password because I don't have it memorized. Usually it's automatic. And
then you lose it.
Find the screen again. I lost the screen. Right. So then I'm like having to start all over from the And then I just realized I had this other meeting right before this with a client.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I didn't have to do anything as a host because neither one of us was in as a host.
No. Really?
Fortunately, I have a recording start automatically. So I didn't.
Otherwise, you'd have been lost. Oh, goodness.
Poor Zoom is like getting overrun with stuff, but they've changed things around to be more secure and now it's making
It makes it much more clunky, doesn't it?
Makes me crazy. Well, you look all dressed nice. Are you?
Yeah, thank you. So I had a webinar Zoom interview this morning at 11 for somebody. Somebody's a business coach. So she has a whole load of business or sort of entrepreneurial women in her group. So she asked me to come in as a guest speaker. Nice. She didn't ask me to promote her list to any of my lists, which was nice of her. So we chatted for an hour. She gave me these really difficult questions. I was thinking, oh my God, she's sort of, the first question that she was something like, could you summarize, can you explain basically, can you explain the immune system to us in 1 hour with five other questions? And still having to introduce myself and sort of create some rapport. It was bonkers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I guess we have to have these little sound bites.
Yeah.
Right? That is like, okay, the immune system. Yes, I could go on for several months on this because there's a lot of depth. So is there something in particular you want me to do or I can just give you, you know what I mean? Like have, like deflect it back to them almost.
Yeah.
Right. Like, okay, can you be more specific? Because I've had people ask those kind of questions and I'm like, well, yeah, if you have 3 or 4 days, I can explain that to you in depth. So what is it that you really want to hear?
My
favorite explanation of the immune system is it's like, it's your protection, it's your surveillance system. And it's standing there and it's looking around, friend or foe, friend or foe, friend or foe. And it's making decisions based on that. And based on that, how that's how it works. And it's going to either create antibodies to get rid of something, or it's going to go, oh, this is good. And it takes it in. Like, that's my simple, like, and then from there, it's like, oh yeah, there's these things called the antibodies and they're like the bullets and blah, blah, blah. Because you start to get into memories and B cells and.
Yeah. B cells, C cells. I mean, I said to Guy that I was really anxious about this call and he sort of looked at me and said, well, he said, and he started explaining the immune system to me from a farmer's point of view.
Oh, how fun. That's a good way to, yeah.
I said, but that's not what I want. It's, you know, this men thing. If you tell them that you've got a problem, they think they've got to solve it rather than you just want a sounding board. You know?
Yes, exactly. Well, I got
men particularly have this thing.
Yeah, and I just did the same thing with you.
Fixer.
Same thing. Like, oh, here's how you would explain it.
No, but that was very helpful. That was fine.
But I did the same thing. So that's interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yet they get very resentful if I try and, you know, even try and get him to do anything healthy. You know, he wouldn't even put sauerkraut on my salad because he didn't like the smell. So I said, well, I don't like the smell or the taste either, but I know it's good for my body. Wouldn't you do anything like that for the sake of your health? And he said, no. He's standing out there now smoking.
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as from a clientele standpoint, you're not going to be going after people like him.
He's not my ideal client. That's why I've stopped asking him for his opinion on any of my copyrights.
Oh, yeah, no, that, it won't. Right, it's not going to appeal.
Or my logos, you know.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
His opinion is not really relevant from that point of view.
No, not at all. No, not at all. And I've stopped really wanting, you know, I put it out there. And if people are there, like I said, even to somebody on one of the calls, if somebody says, I absolutely won't give up gluten and dairy and I won't give up sugar, it's like, I'm sorry, go somewhere else because I don't have anything for you. And I like to succeed.
Yeah.
You know, I like to.
I had somebody who came on a strategy. Well, I was offering a strategy session and she said, well, as long as you're not going to try and make me go to sleep earlier, I'm too busy. So I thought, well, maybe you're not my ideal client. And another one said, I just want to know how much it's going to cost. And, you know, and she was just a tire kicker. Yeah, she was just somebody who wasn't in a space for one reason or another, not in a space to invest, you know.
When you work with people who are, you feel it. Right. You just feel this rapport. I just got off with my diamond client, Jenny, who I've been working with every week, you know, when she gets on the calls and she's like, so dedicated. And I knew it from the rapport we had right at the beginning. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I've got Tiffany who's, so the original offer I made from the 12 weeks included courses that I hadn't created yet, but only 6 sessions with me over 12 weeks. And she's actually had a session with me every week up to now. So she's had 9 sessions in that time so far. So I've just been working on that with Gloria this morning. This afternoon I had a session with her earlier on just taking out these bits and adding in those bits and reevaluating it, which has been really good.
Yeah.
Went to it before, but I lost my notes, which is really annoying.
You lost your notes?
Yeah. So that's why we're doing it again. And then the bit we didn't have time to do is when I showed her Gloria the Living Matrix thing, she said she spotted sort of ways in which that could be expanded to give more value to the offer, which is what I've been working on since then.
Great.
So
without giving more of your time, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no. All it is stating things like if you were to take the blood chemistry software, it's got far more benefits to having a report than just a report, you know, gives you insights. So it's expanding on the Living Matrix software in the same way. It's really cool.
Cool. Good. So what do you, it looks like you're the only one here.
Goodness.
So
lucky me.
I know. I was laying awake the other night thinking about Practice Accelerator and how do I, you know, do I restructure it? I have these 2 calls and, you know, do I just make it 2 calls and anybody can come? Do I make it like new people versus, because there's like 5 or 6 people who've paid and haven't even started or barely started, like,
really?
You know,
and yet there's people like me and Steph and people who are still taking advantage of your time when it's years after we invested, you know. We should really be paying you $10,000 a year, you know.
I know.
It's when I'm earning it, I will.
That's the grandfather effect, right? So there's a few of you who are in that mode, but I do need to have boundaries and say this is
what you do. That's why I stopped booking one-to-one sessions with you, although I have booked, I did book one. I don't know if it's still showing. To go through the stuff that we talked about last time.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, how to get people motivated again? Because they're in the NEPA, this is a mastermind group.
Yeah.
And yet the people who actually come on and do the mastermind, you've got, so you've got Annette and, you've got a few people.
Annette, Valerie.
Valerie, that's who I was trying to think of.
Yeah, and then Janet.
Yeah.
Steph doesn't come to the meetings anymore. I think she just stopped getting the emails. We found out that she had the wrong email address or somehow her email address got coded wrong.
But she stopped connecting on social media or responding to WhatsApp as well. So it's quite difficult to connect with her, stay in touch with her.
I had a good call with her last week and I think she's coming back.
Good. Oh, it's such a good kitchen session on Saturday.
Oh yeah, it was fun. It was so fun having
really
her.
Good.
Yeah,
it was really good. Okay. And that will re-inspire interest in what she does, you know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she has so much there. She has this thing that holds her back from marketing. She's afraid to be too pushy. I'm like, it's not pushy.
Given I don't know what that means. Can't imagine what that's like.
But look at what she's got, right? I want everybody to be in her probiotic club.
Yeah.
She gets geeky on it. I don't want to spend a week talking about probiotics.
Yeah.
That's not my interest, you know?
Yeah. Right?
But I want her to be out there. And the same thing, I just don't get charged by menopause and estrogen and all that kind of stuff. So I want you to have something. Otherwise, I'm going to be sending people to Dr. Kabeca or Lindsay Berkson or these other folks who, you know.
We need to get that out there. We really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when are you going to finish your course or go back and redo it or just redo it?
So at the moment, I'm just finishing this, getting the 12-week package together. What I want to do, I've got the bare bones for a one-day virtual boot camp or virtual workshop. Don't really what to call it, virtual retreat, one-day virtual retreat that covers sort of three or four of the five strands. And then that will be sort of less than 100, like 49, just to bring people into the funnel.
Yeah, you have to have a good upsell from there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then from that, I want to have the upsell. So it's sort of getting all of the bits, all the ducks in a row and deciding what order to do things in, you know, but yeah. So I did my
upsell. So see your issue is you get multifaceted focus and then nothing ever gets finished. Right. So yeah. Carl at Mindshare gave us this good explanation about that. So say you have seven projects to work on.
Yeah.
And each of those projects is going to take 4 days to just like dedicated 4 days to finish.
Yeah.
So if you decide you're going to work on all four and on day one, you work on one, day two, you work on, you know, and you just split every day you work on a different one. They're each going to take 4 days. Four times four is like, and then you take the weekend off. Let's just say it's 4 weeks basically to get it completed.
Yeah.
If you just, so there's no revenue potential at all until the end of that whole time. If you were to work on the first one and it was 4 days and you could get that so that you could start making revenue from it after the 4 days and then move on to the second one. You've got the revenue from the first one. And then at the second week, you have the revenue from the second one. And this is just an example. It's not necessarily the exact way it's going to work, but when you spread it out and you don't get anything finished, then, you know,
you end up paddling forever.
Forever. Exactly. So I think with this, I think that having your 12-week program outlined, like what's in it, is important.
So the 12-week package, which is a one-to-one package that I'm working on at the moment, that's not the program. So that's not the like the online program.
But if you
it's a high-end upsell. That,
the online program, which you have done, you just have to redo.
Yeah.
Right? It you package that in there. That's going to force you to get that done.
Yeah.
And then you pick a date where it's going to start. And when people sign up for your 12-week, then they know they're going to get that course. And this time, you're going to get it live. You get the advantage of all these live calls. After that, it's going to be self-study. And don't spend too much time on it because you're going to change it. You're going to change what's in that. So we could work on what's in, you know, go through what you have already in there.
Yeah.
You have difficulty just deciding and moving. You want to make it perfect. It's that perfectionistic piece of you.
Yes.
And plus, that holds you back.
Plus the not wanting to market and sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just keep.
Which I need to sort of tap on, you know.
Right. I'm not marketing. I am offering people a service that they wouldn't otherwise have. And I'm giving them something to enhance their life.
Yeah.
And I get it because I've been in that position where I didn't market and I love it. because it gives me the opportunity to see the eyes like go, and for people to jump in.
Yeah. Right? And I love using the online platform. It's just brilliant.
Mm-hmm. It really brings people together in a 1-day workshop. I mean, I would say, let's talk about what that 1-day workshop would be. That's going to really attract a lot of folks that they're going to be willing to say, oh yeah, $49. I'll pay that. $49 is like a magical number.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of doing it at.
It just is. I did it at 49 and then I said, you have until this date and then it goes up.
Yeah.
We're still getting lots of people. I think we got, I think we have close to 300 people have paid us to be there. And then there's the 90 or so, 83 from IRSPT, the new people in IRSPT that get it. So, I mean, just on a 49/97 product, we've made $28,000 so far.
That makes a little bit of a hole in the financial situation for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, well, my monthly fees for paying my my team is close, is about that.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised.
It was more than that, but we just cut back.
And then there's software as well.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we figured out our monthly expenses are about 55K. Yeah. It's a little pressure. And I think, well, I could just scale back and just do one-on-ones, and but it doesn't fit the mission. So, but the point is, if you create...
Next year will be better.
Oh, it definitely will be better. It definitely will be better. This year...
Sorry about my bright, shiny object syndrome. I also want to do a two-day, well, if we just do the virtual workshop first, but at some point I want to do a 2-day virtual retreat as well.
And you're not going to plan it until you've done this. And
I'll leave it alone.
So I would say strategizing, just come to the 12-week and say good enough, because how hard is it to change that? You get somebody in, you go, oh, I really don't want to do this, or I want to add that. The next time you offer it, you offer it differently. So you just have to decide and go, and then you can change it. Changes every year.
I love the clarity you have around the sweet spot now. Your email series and things, very, very good.
And it's taken a long time to get there, but my Before Be Gone program, which preceded it, I decided I was going to do it. I got on a webinar, I started promoting it. I had no idea. I had nothing established. And then I just created it as I went. People loved it, got great results. It was $300. We had 100 people. It was great, right? And then we just kept expanding it from there to what it is right now. It gets better and better every time, right? And we're doing kind of it live this time, you know, where I'm not presenting live content this time. Each week I'm creating a new video, but I'm using everything from the previous ones. So you have the same thing. You have this framework, and maybe you don't have a high quality video for each one. Maybe some of the pieces you go, wow, that's a really great section. And you know, you pull out a 10-20 minute section, right? You just hand it off to a video editor. They cut, they give you this section, and now you have this amazing thing. You don't have to re-record it. Or you just, excuse me, you just transcribe it with Otter.
Yeah.
And then from the transcription, you cut and paste, and then you create a script, and then you just get on Zoom and you go boom, boom, boom. You can be reading your script with your PowerPoint slides with it right there, and nobody will know you're reading it. And then now you have a new video. So there's a lot of really easy ways for you to take what you've already done. You've done so much.
My slides as they stand are a bit boring, but I can get those changed.
That's easy. The slide changes. I've been redoing all my slides.
Okay.
So every time I do a new I had this from Sweet Spot last year, completely just revamped the slides, similar content, but just making them more interesting. When I look back at my old slides, I'm like, how did I feel okay about giving that to people? But it worked.
Yeah.
So you just, that's easy. That part you change as you go.
And the big thing that I did wrong last launch was that webinar, because I used funnel scripts and I didn't edit it enough to put my heart into it enough. Right. So it was too salesy. So we need to get that right this time as well.
Right. I never thought I would say that to you. I remember saying that to you afterwards. I never thought I would say to you that you were too salesy. Right. Because you're all hard and you're all like reticent about selling. And so I was like, oh, being a little too salesy.
Yeah, but I didn't have the energy to match it because I was so afraid of it. And once I saw a message saying, oh, this is blah, 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 I just fell to pieces really the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good thing that I don't like to watch the chats as I'm presenting.
Yeah. Need an assistant to do that bit.
Yeah. Somebody then, you know, says something like that and it throws your energy off. And
yeah.
I can't believe it. This program sounds so good. I can't believe you're charging so much for it. Somebody wrote that and I turned it around on the $49, something around.
$49, they said that.
So it wasn't exactly that way, but that's how I read it. It was like, you know, what is it? I think this information needs to get out to everybody and all of us, you know, as practitioners, we need to educate everybody about that. I just, you know, wish you can make things affordable. I'm like, it's $49 freaking dollars. You would spend that on dinner.
Yeah.
Not even exactly. Dinner and a show, just dinner.
Some people spend that in a week on coffee.
Some people spend that in a week. Right. So I turned it around and said, yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's why we're doing this for $49, because I do want it in the hands of everybody. And I decided to make it in a price that everybody can afford. I don't know where she sat with it. I didn't even look back to see, but those kind of things throw you.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Okay, so what do you want to work on?
If we could go through the 12-week program, or we could go through the virtual workshop. Let's go through the 12-week.
The virtual workshop is going to offer the 12-week program, correct?
Yes.
Or is that one of the offers? So what do you? Let's just talk about the goal of the workshop. What do you want people to be feeling and thinking and then to do at the end of that?
I want them to be feeling, I want to work with her. Mm-hmm. Gosh, there's so much here that I need to go deeper. I want them to think, wow, this woman is amazing. And, wow, this woman is approachable and I'd really like to work with her more closely.
Good. And what's the do? What's their call to action at the end?
So their call to action could be a, so I've created, at the weekend, I created a hormone jumpstart power hour, which is 197. So that, or a free strategy session as part of the workshop. So I can have a sales call as part of the workshop at the end of it, sort of the next day. Or I could have them go straight to the 12-week program so that it's automatically going to the hands-off online program.
So the 12-week is an online.
Yes. So there's my package, which is face-to-face one-on-one, but there's this 12-week course, let's say. Let's call it a course just to tell the different.
Yeah, to keep it, okay.
So the course being the, what was the menopause secrets sort of thing.
Okay, so revamping that to have a combination of, will they have some lives with you on that?
Groups.
Live coaching. Right, yeah. Okay. So kind of like a weekly live coaching call. Some of it could be content and some of it could be, all right. And then you weave in your content. Okay, what do I want? What do I want week one? What do I want them to work on? This is what's helped me a lot. And Summer helped me a lot with this.
Yeah.
For sweet spot. Sorry, I'm going to put some in my tea because that'll, I've been going all morning and not drinking.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, So basically I was thinking each week to give them one step to do. And that's what we've been doing in Sweet Spot. We get information and background and whatever. And then they basically have not one step. It's like a small set of steps to move them forward. So that's what you want to think about in terms of, if you could map out how somebody goes and gets a really good jump start on getting their hormones balanced.
Yeah.
What's step one? What's step two? What's the first thing they need to do?
So the way I've got the seven modules before are pause and connect, understand, so that's a biggie, nourish, cleanse, harmonize, energize, and systemize. So create systems for sort of an accountability going forward.
Okay, so the first one is pause.
Yeah.
And so there's seven of those, and there's 12 weeks in your program.
Yeah.
Which
unless we make it an 8-week program, and what do you think?
No, I think you can go 12 because I think you can break some of this up because some of it's going to be much bigger. Like,
yeah, the understand bit is massive.
Yeah. Well, tell me about understand, because that's not necessarily an actionable. Pause is an action. So what is?
So pause and connect is about, it is where they'll do their vision for health exercise to get an idea of what they want out of their health and learn to some grounding and breathing techniques like heart math type stuff to help them to reduce the pressure, you know, to actually say, actually, it's okay to take my time. It's all right to put some time into myself to improve my menopause experience.
Right. And that's a piece that people are going to go, right. So it's really important that when you're describing that you do what you just did, right? This is why we get into trouble at menopause is because. So it's pause, connect, understand, nourish, cleanse. I missed two.
Yeah. So pause, understand, nourish, cleanse, harmonize, energize. Cleanse, harmonize, energize. And I put systemize just to make it go with it and make it seven rather than six. I'll just show you. There we go. So
then tell me about understand again. What's in that?
So this is the course as it was before. So with understand, understanding menopause and the physiology of menopause enough to know a little bit about what's going on and how everybody's hormones work together. But then also there's an element of using questionnaires. So 1 week we can do a bit of understanding the physiology. Another week we could do filling in questionnaires and selecting lab testing where they feel like they would like to. And then the third one could be interpreting those questionnaires and a bit about lab interpretation, but that could be right at the end.
Yeah.
Because it takes time for the labs to come back, especially if they're still having a cycle. I mean, my private patient, Tiffany, she got the Dutch test in like beginning of March, end of February, and she's on day 45 of her cycle at the moment. So we're still nowhere near having those results yet because she was having regular periods when I ordered it.
It's regular and now she isn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So with understanding, there's so much more because there's the lab testing and interpretation and also sort of understanding that the different hormone systems interact, understanding the functional medicine pyramid and the foundations for health so that they're not trying to shortcut going for the quick fix.
Right. And so what you need is each week there has to be some action steps that they're going to do.
Yeah.
For the pause and connect, because you're talking, teach them heart math, teach them, you know, mini meditations, and make their goal for the week is to incorporate this into your life every day, you know, somehow and journal it.
Yeah.
You know, the understand, I would start with assessments with understand.
So the questionnaires, yeah.
Yeah, so now we're going to get in touch with what's going on inside of you. Like which hormone systems are out of balance, because not everything you know, just because you're having hot flashes or whatever, menopause symptoms, it doesn't mean that the guilty as charged is your sex hormones, right? What else is there? So we're going to look for the underlying cause of these sex hormone imbalances, you know, reiterating that it's not just about age. And so you can do that in week two. And I think, you know, trying to not keep yourself in too rigid a structure with these, there are not steps, they're phases, right? They're actions that are needed. So the understand is we're going to, you know, so I'm saying that I'm just jotting down some notes. So the first week, you're going to teach them meditation and mindfulness and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's what the pause and connect is. Second week, you're going to do assessments. You're going to give them assessments to fill out.
Yeah.
Week three, that's where you can give them more of the understanding of how all this works. That makes it clear to them. Like, okay, let's go through these assessments. If you have this, then this could be, and this is how, you know, this digestive thing interacts with estrogen, and it affects the estrogen metabolites and getting rid of them and what. So I think you can put some of the knowledge into something they can do. Right. Because remember, these are not academics. They're not practitioners. They want to know how it works, and you want to give them enough. So I would say assessment, understanding assessments.
Yeah.
And then give them actions based on what they're finding. So the action step for the first week is the meditation. This action step for the second week is actually to take the time to fill out these assessments, whatever you have for them. The third one is to actually get them understanding, but the action step is some simple stuff. Like, if you have this, then this. So if you have a really high score on your digestive system, right, that's really imbalancing you, here's a few steps for that.
Yeah.
You know, basic stuff, chew your food, go back to your meditation thing before you eat, and think about probiotic containing foods, you know, that kind of stuff. So you can give them some of the basics, just a couple of steps based on what they had. And you could even create that from your assessments. You just have a little cheat sheet, a check sheet that, you know, if your score is above this, here's just a few steps that you can try and have them experiment with that. What else did you say was part of there? Because you got to get into, are you going to get into labs with them, like recommending labs for them?
Well, I was thinking so, because... And they may or may not take them up when they find out how much expensive they are, but they tend to think, my clients tend to think that the labs are the be all and end all. They don't realize, in common with everybody, they don't realize how much we can glean from the history.
Right. So you say you can open up like week four with, let's talk about labs. So this is the misunderstanding that most people have. And quite frankly, to honor your pocketbook, what I like to do is start with identifying the things in your habit, in your lifestyle, in your environment that you can make changes to before we do the labs, actually, because then when we do the labs, you've already corrected a lot of it, and we're not, you know, wasting a lot of money having to do more frequent labs. You know, you can talk about the importance of reassessments and that kind of stuff. You can teach them about the various kinds of things, the pros and cons of pellets and creams and prescriptions and, you know, food type things. You can talk about all that right there from, you know, when you talk about labs based on imbalances, the blood test versus saliva test versus this, they all have some valid information. And then you give them the option. You can do this, or you can go through all the steps in this program. And you know, the only issue you have with labs is the interpretation part. So if they get it done, if they do get it done, how are they going to interpret it without you trying to have like a really massive kind of a thing where you're going through it with everybody?
Yeah. So I could always have an add-on program for people who want it. I mean, I know I'm making it more complicated. You know me.
No, you can. I think I was thinking the same thing.
But I can have an add-on for those that want to get labs done. I can have a sort of 3-session package of lab interpretation or something like that.
One-on-one. Yeah, so one of the things that we're finding works really well is having these upsells. It's like the one-click upsells in the sequence. The 3-session gets to be expensive as an add-on.
Yeah.
So you want an easy yes, right? So,
so I could get, if they did just biochem and hematology, for example, I could just get a blood chem software thing. And now I've arranged with Lisa that I can pay her to upload the information and create that.
Oh, good. How does she get it? Does she pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, because then you can share the cost of that. That makes really good sense, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking in terms of what could that upsell be as they're going through. Hey, would you like, I have a one lab, one session package where, you know, when we get to the lab section and you determine which lab you need to start with, that I'll interpret it with you and we'll give you a, you know, a report, whatever it is. And you can charge like $300 or something for that.
And that's good, specifying one lab, one session, because I've got a habit of saying, oh yeah, I'll do your labs. And then if they've got five sets of labs, that's going to take me 5 hours to do.
That's right.
So organic acid and genetics and a Dutch test, you know.
It's I not- charge $5,000 for that. Right? Yeah. So that's what I would do. Make it real clear. We're going to start to do that instead of offering. We've been doing, like in Sweet Spot, they get to pay extra for a strategy session. Mm-hmm. And the issue with that is it's $97. They're not that invested. And so when we get on the strategy session and go through stuff with them, very few of them are ready, willing to spend more money. Right.
Yeah.
When we're thinking, if it's a lab interpretation session for 300, you know, it's normally 350, we're going to charge 297 or something if you do it right now. And then they get a session. And we always specify out it in term, it incorporates lab interpretation time plus the session time and plus, you know, a list of follow-up items, not like a big report after the fact. You need to have something you can give them right there during the session that you hand them. Or, you know, it's a quick and easy, not your 2 hours of creating a report, right?
Right.
But that could be an upsell. And at this point in the program, when you're teaching them about what labs they can get, you can reiterate, hey, if you didn't take me up on the thing at the beginning, I have this lab session and you have to charge more for it then. So they believe you when you say, you know, one-time offer. Doesn't have to be much. It could be $20-$30 more, but then you say, hey, and if anybody wants, you know, to set up an lab interpretation session, this is what it includes. And you know, you can go ahead and go here and get that done.
Yeah.
And then so you talk about labs, you give them the option of the labs.
Yeah. That's great.
I think understand. I'm just trying to think of how, you know, the topics for each of these weeks where there's going to be an action step, you know, that they're going to like, that it's not just like, oh, she's being esoteric, right? So if it's labs, and then you can do BHRT or just hormone replacement, HRT.
Yeah.
What it is.
Still in week four or the next week?
I would do that in five then. Because I would really talk about the labs, the pros, the cons, you know, and then give them an action step to take.
Yeah.
You know, BHRT, because that's all in the understand piece.
Yeah.
It's like, what is the...
this is great. I've always felt the understand piece is so big that to give it the same amount
of... No, you can't. You can't. And also, I think that... You know, as you're talking about it, you're talking about the stages. You're not talking about it as the modules per se. Yeah. Wouldn't call it a module. I would call it the stages. It's a 7-stage program and each one has these other pieces to it.
Yeah.
So when you talk module, you think sequentially, you think, I mean, that's where I got in trouble with Sweet Spot and we're breaking it down differently now.
Yeah.
So I think you can do that one on BHRT and... you know, pellets versus this and the pros and cons.
And I might be able to say then as well, what are the options for people who've had breast cancer?
Yeah.
Because that's a common question.
Did you watch the interview I did last week with Lindsay Berkson?
No, I've got it on my list.
Yeah, watch that. She talks a lot about that because she's had breast cancer and she does hormone replacement.
Right. Right. And this is a biggie because lots of people come to me because they want to find out about how to best use in the UK, how to best use the NHS without using my BHRT. And I can explain that to them, but I don't want to keep explaining it to them for free because it actually goes with a lot more depth than that, because I want them to understand all this other stuff they need to do.
Yeah, I think so these are good. Think about what you can give them to take action on. Like yeah. It's clear in the first three. What do they take action on in the labs? You can give them a, maybe you create a little questionnaire. That's how I know.
I could do a tick list.
Yep.
Of the different types of lab tests, and they can tick which ones they, you know, have reasons for selecting
yes,
them.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Some kind of list where it gives them what they are, what they do, and then they can circle and decide which one might be best for them. Yeah. That would be good. And then with the BHRT, some of them are going to be on it already.
Yeah.
Or and maybe not BHRT, maybe they're on Premarin or whatever. But, you know, you can talk a lot about the fears around it, the fears around, you know, breast cancer and all that with estrogens. And you can give them some
metabolism and the estrogen quotient as well.
Yeah. But what can you give them to do? Because you want to be giving them things to do.
Yeah.
You can talk about, with BHRT, you can talk about the safe use of estrogen and the not safe use of estrogen. You can talk about protecting the pathways and encouraging them to go down the safer pathways. So you can talk about cruciferous vegetables, sprouts, you know, things like that. So you can give them, you don't have to wait. So
their actions could be, what are they going to add to their diet to improve?
Right, exactly. Yep.
So again, I could give them a tick list.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What else in understanding? Did we hit everything?
I think so.
Okay, so then you can go to nourish, which is another big one, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of, it's a great transition from like week five where you talk about the various kinds of hormone replacement. You can go into, you know, just give them some food things. Simple, right? You might even just give them a drink they can make that has some herbs in it, or you know, a stir fry that they use with, or, you know, with broccoli and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then six, you can actually go into more of the nourish. What have you done in the past with the nourish?
I mainly lifted stuff from your reproduction module. So I did things like learn the best foods for menopausal hormone balance and the worst. So pointing out how much damage they do by eating cakes and gluten and processed foods and hamburgers. Discover the best way to reset your hormones and sugar cravings through food. So a sort of reset, touching on the insulin resistance, because a lot of these women have got some insulin resistance.
Good.
As you know.
Perfect. Well. Do you educate them about
learn how to add optimal phytonutrients to your diet, and then something about supplementation.
Okay, so that's three. We just talked three different weeks, three different lessons that you can do there.
Yeah.
One is foods that you may not realize are mucking with your hormones. And then you talk about the processed and the junk, and you talk about insulin resistance. You talk about the stress on your adrenals. You talk about how those imbalances lead to these menopausal symptoms. And here's your list, right? Go through the list. Cross off any of the ones you already have crossed off and you're not doing, and then focus on 2 to 3 of these foods to eliminate this week.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Right. And then as far as now, we're going to talk about, now we've talked about what to, you could do these in the other order. You can say, what are these foods that sometimes is better to do? Give them more foods to do, right? So here's what I want you to do. This week, I want you to pick 5 of these foods, and I want you to make sure that you're getting them on a regular basis. And here's a couple of recipes that you can start. You can give them a smoothie recipe, right?
Yeah.
And that gives you the opportunity, if you have your Asana smoothie powder, if you don't already have a good one, you can add this stuff to it, or you could just do it with food, right? So, and you have your smoothie recipe book that you can always just give them that week, right?
Yeah.
So you might be better to start with the foods to, here's the foods that people don't even realize how effective these foods are, for controlling female hormones, and here's how they work, and here's some recipes, and you give them some stuff to do.
Yeah.
Right. And then the next week you go, okay, now that you're doing that, let me just give you the.
Yeah. So we're doing the positive. We're giving before we're taking away.
Yeah. And then there's a cheat. I created a chart that's like the swap chart. I did it with him. You know, here's some foods that you're going to be taking out, and here's some foods that you're going to be adding back.
Yeah. Like cauliflower mash.
What's that?
Cauliflower mash.
Flammer mash?
Cauliflower.
Oh, the cauliflower, right. Instead of mashed potatoes, you have the cauliflower mash. It's a great, you know, it was inspired by Tony as well, the good, better, best. So here's the foods we're trying to eliminate.
Yeah.
Here's a good choice, a better choice, and a best choice.
Yeah.
So you can do some of that and, you know, really specifically guide it towards, you know, don't make it, well, mine's like a 2-page long thing because it covers all the different systems, but you basically, you pick, you know, a dozen at the most food, whatever the list is of foods you want them to eliminate. And then you go, here's your good, better, and best choices. Make a chart like that. And that's basically what they get that week.
Yeah.
Then you go, okay, I really want everybody to be able to get everything from food, but you know what, the reality of our world and, you know, the soils being depleted and all the other factors that interfere with absorption of nutrients. Now we're going to talk about some of the phytonutrients and that you can add to your foods. And you're going to talk about supplements. And I have a chart. You're welcome to model after that is basically it's again, really long, but you can just focus it on the female reproductive system. But it's basically here, the first page is foods. The second page is herbs. And it talks about, and you know, since you're talking about blood sugar, you're talking about thyroid has an effect on it, you're talking digestion, most of my columns are going to make sense for you. You can just keep a simplified version of it.
And then. So the 3 pages around supplements and phytonutrients and these extra bits to add in as well. And that would be week 8, yeah?
Yeah, week 8. Yep. And you just pull the stuff from what you already have and you add, and you always want to make sure each week has action.
Action steps. It's
1, 2, 3, you know, 3 is probably enough. Sometimes you may have 5, but simple actions they can take each week.
Yeah.
All right. So we went nourish, cleanse.
So yeah, cleanse.
Now, you know, people jump into cleansing sometimes too soon before they've nourished. Notice we want you to nourish yourself first. We want you to get your levels up first. Now we're going to talk about cleanse, and then you can, do you have like a 5-day cleanse you take them through, or what do you do in that week?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there you go. Now this week we're going to do this 5-day cleanse. There's your action steps. You teach them about it and you take them through the 5-day cleanse.
Yeah.
And all the while you can seed going the next level. When I work with people one-on-one, right? Sometimes 5 days isn't enough. Sometimes we do a 21-day cleanse, but it's all tailored to that person's individual needs.
Yeah. Perfect.
Plenty of seating opportunity all the way through. And then the last ones I have listed down are energized systems.
What about detoxifying the environment? Space we got left. I mean, the main thing now is energize, and we've still got 3 weeks left.
Harmonize? I wrote down harmonize. Where does that go?
Yeah, I've got harmonize and sustain, but harmonize was really when I added in the 28-day menopause reset, which was, or menopause transformation, just bringing everything together. So I've called it review what hormone harmony means to you and additional protocols to achieve this. But really, it was because I was sort of too attached to the word punches, even though I don't like the word punches because it's too in your face. Mm. But it made it easy to remember.
Mm.
I mean, what can we do around harmonize?
Let me think. Well, harmonize might be good to bring in the other systems, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, whereas cleanse, I mean, you could even bring in harmonize can be extracted out or extrapolated out to be harmonizing your environment with your inside, right? To create a harmony on the inside and the outside. So look at your hair care products, look, and don't overwhelm them with too many, but with the effect of what we put in and on our body, on our hormones. There can be endocrine disruptors. And that's what you could pull together there.
Yeah.
Okay. We can say what hormone harmony means, but it requires that there's a biochemical metabolic balance on the inside, but also that there aren't these outside factors trying to throw us out of balance. And you can talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would work really well.
Yeah.
And I'm looking now again, energize, if you understand.
And then energize was really around sort of how exercise impacts your hormones and making the right choices.
Yep.
Talking about bursts, but also talking about marathon running not being best for you if you're in adrenal fatigue, for example.
Right, right. And I think you definitely can do that. And the action steps are you give them something simple that they do. You want them to feel successful. Right. If you give them too much, you and I have that tendency to give them too much and then they feel like a failure because they can't do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So movement and then sustain is a 30-day menopause wakeover. This is where you get to bring together the strands from the previous week. So tell me about that. What's actually.
And that was the 30-day menopause makeover, but I can do sustain. It can be more around accountability and how you're going to take this forward.
Right. That's what I would. And you can make a 30-day menopause makeover be the next program.
So it can be an upsell rather than a freebie.
Rather than a freebie, right? So the sustain, how do you keep this in? Who do you have in your life that can support you in making these changes? Do you have a mentor or coach? Do you have friends? What is it and the importance? But also, I would give them a summary, basically, of all the steps from the program. And it's making this a daily life. This is not just a 12-week program. This is about, you know, you and the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right. And then you can talk about that. And we have this 30-day menopause makeover and you can make it like a real simple, inexpensive upsell for them. Right. What we're doing, we're actually doing this with Sweet Spot. We took a lot of the content out that was really in depth and we're giving them the step-by-step. And then next week, I'm going to tell them about, you know, how to stay in your sweet spot, how to maintain the changes. And we're going to offer them 3 months, $97 a month. If they want to pay for the whole thing, they're going to pay $250. And then we're going to give them more in-depth information in there. Where are you stuck? How do we move you forward? And then we're giving them, I think it's monthly, twice a month calls. But we're giving them calls we already have. We're giving them like the office hours calls and the vital calls. So they have twice a month where they can come in and actually added on a couple of other things. I'll tell you what they are in case it sparks some creativity for you is I'm going to do once a month, I'm going to do a call with one of the coaches. So probably Annette is going to be the one where they can just go ask questions and, you know, have a drop-in day to ask questions. And then I'm going to bring in once a month for 3 months, I'm going to bring in an expert that'll talk about, I'm going to bring in a sleep expert, a stress parasympathetic person, and then movement. So I have three people I have in mind that I want to bring in for those. So it becomes this robust, you know, 90 days, right? They get that 90 days of extra support with the idea that from there, we're going to sell them into ERC or body balance to keep the whole year, right? Yeah. So you can go from this 12-week thing to another, like, how do you sustain this? I mean, it could be your 30-day menopause makeover, right? We're going to take you through. You're going to get supported with the idea that the 30-day menopause makeover leads them in. But you also want to give them the option to sustain it. Some people need to have a community to sustain it. Some people just need to have a mentor because there's complexities. You've gotten to check yourself to see, are there some complexities here? Are there other organ systems involved that could use a makeover, whether it's your digestive tract, whether it's your blood sugar. And then this is the opportunity to work with me. And if you want your 12-week one-on-one, it's the highest level, but then you have the lower level, which would be, you know, they get two or three one-on-ones with you, and then they get, you know, more group support.
Yeah.
And if you have a high-end group, like I created a high-end group program for, you know, I've got eight people in it, $5,000. It's pretty cool, right?
For the 3 months.
It's 4 months, over 4 months. So they get six calls with one of my coaches. They get two calls with me, but they get monthly small group with me and just the other eight. So it's like, you know, like these practice accelerator calls when there's a bunch of people on, you learn a lot from each other, but that gives me the opportunity to be with them once a month plus the others.
Yeah.
And those are lab calls. So they're not like, you know, they get 90 minutes of my time twice. No, they get like hours and hours of my time getting their labs analyzed, and there's no limit there. It's just like you paid $5,000. You're going to get as many labs as we need to get done.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing, that's where you can create a hybrid.
Yeah.
Right. You can just do group calls, small group calls. And this is a group that I limit to 12 people, 12 women.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what we do. So that can be what you offer. You'll get more and more clear as you go through this, like what they need.
Yeah. Right?
What kind of questions are you getting? Where are people falling down? What do they really need? But your goal with this program is to create like just this amazing relationship and connection with them where they don't want to ever leave you.
Yeah.
And if you have options for, you know, you have multiple options, right? At the end of our, as the end of Sweet Spot, they can do the stay in your sweet spot for $97 a month or $250. They could join ERC for a year, which starts at 5,000 and goes up to 15, depending on how much of me and the private coaches they want. Or they could join Body Balance, where there's no privates with anybody. There's just small group, like 15, limited to 15 with one of the coaches, plus monthly calls with me, plus, you know, a bunch of other stuff. So you can think about that in terms of what are the two or three options I can offer them at the end of this, right? And you always offer the big one first.
Yeah.
You always offer the big one first, because then they go, oh, I want that. I want that. I want that. Oops, can't afford that. And then the other feels like, oh, okay.
Second best.
Yeah, I can do that. In this particular case, we're not doing it that way because I might actually present it as your best next step is ERC. I might actually do that and just get them in a strategy session and say, we don't start this till September, but in the interim, we'll throw in, you know, the stay in the sweet spot.
Yeah.
That could be an option. I just thought of that. Okay. Yeah. But now you have this mapped out. So now you're going backwards from this. So
yeah.
Your call to action.
Yeah.
Then you're going to go backwards to how do you structure that day with you?
Yeah.
Right. With not a lot of content as much as interaction and really self-reflection and things like that, that's going to make you make this so appealing. Because you don't want them to feel like, oh, I got it all. I don't need to do this 12-week program.
Yeah, sure. Great. Well, thank you.
Is that helpful?
Very, very.
So you have enough of this mapped out?
Yes.
To be able to do your workshop content.
Yeah.
And then you go backwards from that. Once you know what you're going to present in the workshop, you go backwards from that into how are you going to get people into it? Are you going to do a webinar? Are you going to do some Facebook lives? You're going to whatever. You reach out to all the people you know. You have quite a number of people on your list.
I do. Yeah, I've got about 1,800 now.
That's great. It
dropped down from 3,000, but a lot of those were people that I hadn't cleaned the list. You know, I just hadn't cleaned the list.
You have to clean the list. We just deleted 50,000 people from our list.
50,000? I can understand that because this is sort of similar. Yeah.
It hurt.
Yeah, it does hurt, doesn't it? But never mind, it's better to have a responsive list from all points
of view. Oh, yes, you want a responsive list. And then you go, okay, what? $49? If you do a webinar and you offer something for $49, you're going to get takers.
Yeah.
Right. Good. But how do you lay it out? Make sure you're really clear on that. And then you do some Facebook lives and some webinars. You fill that up.
Yeah.
Your own list, some emails, some real content rich kind of emails that lead to, hey, I've seen this over and over. And this is why I'm doing this workshop.
Yeah.
And you tell them all about the workshop and it sounds awesome. And then they go, look, I could charge $300 for a 1-day workshop, but I'm not going to. And you could even say, what we did was I said, yeah, at the door, it'll be $300. But, and that's a deal for a 2-day workshop, minus a 2-day. But I'm just going to give you the early bird price of 97. And then on the first two webinars, I'm not doing that anymore. I said, and the slide only said that, so I didn't have to go and fix my slides. And I said, look, if you sign up before the end of this, I'm going to give it to you for $49, because right now we're in the state and people are in a flux and you need this information. And I want this to be a no-brainer for you.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, yeah. Right. And then they do it and you stick to your word.
Yeah.
You know, you could raise it from there. Or, you know, if you're not comfortable with that, you could just make it like, okay, and if you register by Sunday, it's 49 and then it goes up to 97. So you get a big influx at the beginning.
Yeah.
And you feel good about it. Hope that was helpful.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Brilliant. Thank you.
All right. How are we doing on time? Oh, we're good. Yeah. Anything else before we...
No, I think that's absolutely brilliant. I've got enough to be working on and I'll let you know when I'm ready to run things past you.
Okay. So what are you going to do? What's one thing, because you're like, I have 15 things on my list. What's one thing, the first thing you're going to do based on what we just talked about?
The first thing I'm going to do is map out what we just said for the 12-week course in a clear document as a step.
Yeah, instead of the writing, yes. Yeah. That's great. And then when you do that, send it to me because maybe I'll have some other inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you
very much. Bless you.
Yes, we'll see you next week, right? Are you coming for the?
Yes. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.